¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, how are we today?
Hey, how's it going? What's up with you guys?
We're doing well. Let's start with the trade that went down earlier today. The Titans traded Roger McCreary to the Rams for a conditional 5th-round pick. They give up a conditional 6th-round pick as well. Did the Titans get enough in this trade for Roger McCreary?
I don't know about getting enough in the trade. I know that he was being shot for a bit, so that must have been all they could get. I would have thought maybe, you know, just a straight-up 5th for him in exchange, but I mean, you never know how different teams value these different players.
Two questions for you. One, who's next, you think, before next week's trade deadline? And the second question is, Adam Schefter had a report over the weekend. It was yet another report detailing how the Titans are not going to trade Jeffrey Simmons. I believe Schefter used the term off limits to describe Jeffrey Simmons in trade discussions. Do you think that's the right move, considering how many premium draft picks this team needs to get back to contention?
Yeah, well, I mean, to say that and call it a report, you better use quotation marks for that, because, you know, that's like me saying, hey, I'm not getting ready to get in my car and drive home. Of course they're not trading Jeffrey Simmons. It's not any, like, kind of news. But, I mean, I think it's the right approach, because you know, if you draft a player, you draft them to be exactly that. So, Jeffrey Simmons, you know, so I don't think that it would be wise to trade him, you know, unless a team just blows him out of the water with some type of offer.
Teron, I want to ask one quick follow-up on McCreary. To your knowledge, did they consider signing him to a next contract? Like,
No.
I think the question we're asking is, if that's all you're going to get for him, isn't it more valuable to keep him and sign him to a next deal?
Well, I mean, it's not more valuable if that's not what you plan to do. Like, he wasn't in the future plan, so it's a move that they felt that, you know, they needed to make in order to take advantage of an expiring contract that they could get rid of.
So, Teron, who should we be watching over the next week as trade candidates to be moved out of Tennessee?
Yeah, I think Arden Key is a big candidate. If you look at him, a situational pass rusher, a guy on another expiring contract. You know, pass rushers have value. I mean, he's obviously not Micah Parsons, but he still can give you some type of situational input, and he's a guy that's going to give your locker room, you know, a jolt of energy.
TD, what has been the sort of the temperature of, you know, the organization with Snead? Because obviously, I know there will be some trades made that already have been, but Snead is a guy that is on IR right now, so he missed, what, 4 or 5 games here. Is he a guy that you think, looking at what they're doing, where they're headed, do you think this is a guy that's going to be on their roster next year?
Oh, no. I'll be very surprised if he's on their roster next year. I think you look at it. This was a move that was done by the previous regime, and it seems like, you know, this group that's in place now, they are doing everything they can to wash themselves of pretty much anything that came from the previous regime. So, you know, I would be surprised if he's around. I don't think he fits anything that they're trying to do as far as the youth movement, as far as a restart, and as far as, like, young, inexpensive talent. And, I mean, frankly, I don't think that L'Jarius Sneed is the player that he was before that quad injury. And it just – he's different now.
Now, you were there in person, obviously, because this team is, you know, looking at it from afar, rather from television, things don't look right. And I always like to go back and watch it so I can see an aerial view of some things. And it looked bad. But how did it look to you yesterday? Because it could look one way to me while I'm watching it, because I don't see the whole field. But how does it look to you and those that you talk to?
Yeah, I mean, it looked bad, especially, you know, defensively. You see guys just like, oh, he's about to run that route because he's the other guy's doing this. And, oh, man, was he wide open? You know, those types of things. Then you see, you know, sometimes missed shots, like the Iron Manor throw early in the game. You know, that was one that I know Cam Ward would want to have back. That's those types of things, like seeing that and how seeing it develop and everything. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, this Colts team, they constantly had guys run open in the secondary. It was unbelievable.
Now, I mentioned Big Sweat, and I know he just came back from injury. I get that part. I know he's been out for some weeks, and he's still working his way back into it. But I basically just challenge him. Like, he has to play every play as if it's his last play. Because there were several times where I'm watching the film, and then on the replay, it's like he's just walking. And I know if they see that on film, it's going to be addressed. But he needs to start, knowing that Jeffrey is out, he needs to be the one that picks up his play. And frankly, this last game, he didn't do it.
Yeah, there were some times where he got pushed around a little bit. Then there are other times where, you know, he tried to run it down and it didn't happen. He does have to step up, you know, without Jeffrey Simmons in there. I don't know.
Do you think that's more of a Denard Wilson thing, like putting him in the right position or playing him a little bit different or playing him next to someone else? Maybe they don't have no one else to play next to him because Jeffrey's injured, and I get he's at his best when Jeffrey's next to him. But they just got to get more out of the young fella, especially – while Jeffrey's not there, because if they don't, it's going to look even worse as they move forward. And the Chargers want to run the football.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh, he's a running football coach. That's what he wants to do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, they got to figure out a way to get more out of Sweat. I just don't know what more they could get out of him right now, because it just seems like it's not there. That's kind of like the best way I could put it.
Okay.
It's just not there with them. And maybe a change of scenery will help him. Maybe they got to get someone else to pour into him. I don't know. But what they're getting now is not it. And yeah,
that's pretty disappointing to hear that a change of scenery for that young of a player, who showed so much last year. And TD, I had the same thought as D-Mace when we walked in here. We had not talked about that but he just doesn't seem like the same guy as last year.
He doesn't. He doesn't, at least on the football field, the energy on the field. But, I mean, again, like he had been out for four games. This game is actually one where you really got to watch it closely. And if he doesn't show you something this one, that's probably going to tell you where he is for the most part right now.
Oh, go ahead, Willie.
Let's ask about another guy that is an important young player that they, in a perfect world, as they try to build a roster, they need building blocks. How do you see Latham and his progress since he's come back from the injury?
That's another one where it's just like, okay, what more can you give? You know, he had the holding call. He got beat a couple times. I thought he would be a much better player at right tackle than he's been, you know. But again, you got the injury. He was out a bit. You know, he's three games removed from the injury now, so you should see what he, you know, was supposed to be. But, you know, he's another. They pretty much everybody on the roster, you name the person, they need more out of, and they're not getting enough out of that. That's, I mean, you could throw anybody at me, and I'll tell you the same thing. With the exception of maybe Tim DK.
And that's what I was about to say. Yeah, Tim, DK, I like DK.
Yeah,
I like him.
He's making some jumps here. Mm-hmm. So let's. I was going to ask you about Iron Manor, because we see Helm making some plays. He's made some really nice plays. DK is obvious. He's a good bright spot. Iron Manor, there's a couple of times per game, it seems like, where there are catchable. We've talked a lot about how Cam delivers it. But for Iamanner to max his potential, right, he's got to make those catches when he's got the tough catches. So what are they doing to, like, what does he talk about to try to improve just his hands in general?
Yeah, the jugs machine, that's what they're working on. You know, he does a lot of work on that. I mean, look, he had that catch across the middle. It was a little high, but you got to hold on to that, you know, and those are the things. You got to take advantage of every opportunity you get, especially like in this case where you don't get, like, he's not out there getting 10 targets. You know, you get four or five targets, you can't afford to drop two of them because, you know, that limits your production. So it just continues to be something that they're working on. With the jugs machine, they had the lobster machine, which is like it shoots tennis balls and they catch that. But I haven't seen the guys working with that as much. So I don't know, man. They need more out of everybody. I'll say this, though. Jim DK, I like what he said today just about, you know, the mindset, having a positive mindset and feeling like, hey, you know, I'm blessed to be able to do this and I'm going to take advantage of the opportunities. And it's that's the approach that the guys need to have.
Do you think that they can get more out of Spears? Because I'm looking at Spears, and it's like, man, if he was on a good team, I could see the things that he does well, they would work, and we would see this guy pop a lot more, but we don't see it as much here. Is he a guy that, you know, maybe with a change, they're going to have a change of quarterback. I mean, head coach, we know that. But with the new regime, that they can look at him as a piece that they can, you know, put together along with other guys on offense for the next regime moving forward.
They can look at him as a piece, but he has to stay healthy. I think that's the biggest thing. Because even, you know, Brian Callahan expressed the desire to have he and Pollard have the carries and touches distributed more. So I think every coach that he's played for, you know, even under Vrabel before, you know, Vrabel connected with him. So, you know, it's more of just him staying healthy. Coaches, they understand that he could be the building block, but he could be someone that they could really feature.
Teron Davenport has been our guest on D-Mace Vingan and Donick from ESPN.com. He is presented each week by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Yep.
615-737-1025. We will get back into the Titans, who traded Roger McCreary today, and continue to be ass. We will get back into the Tennessee Titans. But before we do that, let's go back to Saturday, Vanderbilt's win against Missouri. On television, the scene at College Game Day looked fabulous. Our very own Willie Donick was at College Game Day. He might have even broken a rule or two, I heard earlier.
I did. Unbeknownst, I was not intentional. Was not intentional.
Oh, you didn't know you were breaking a rule?
Nope.
Okay.
Ignorance is not an excuse, Willie Donick. But we will detail Willie's experience at College Game Day and get back into Vanderbilt. Coming up next, 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.